Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and a happy Memorial Weekend. And I do want to remind everybody to put their flags out there. And anyways, I'm just all about the brighter side of life, and that's who you are turning into right now, the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Jennifer.
Hello, everybody.
You know, it's so funny. Your hair looks so funny. Like we've already had like this totally rough day, you know.
Well, we start early on Saturday morning.
I know. And Tom, how you doing over there?
Everything's well over here. Again, we have some great prizes for this afternoon.
There you go. I do want to do a shout out for the Oxnard Moose Lodge, and they are actually Memorial Day celebration. They have it there from 1 to 7, and tickets are $25 and $45 for a couple, and they got a rib dinner there. And it's all about really supporting and giving back to the disabled American veterans for their service and their sacrifice. And really, that's what this whole weekend is about, right?
Absolutely. That's
except
what we're celebrating.
For my daughter's birthday is
right,
on
exactly.
Monday. So happy birthday, Tiff. And again, you know what? It really is. Show your respect by putting your flag out there and do your part.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, I do want to invite everybody to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We do things a little different. I want to give you that phone number if you're a first-time listener. We thank you so much for being here. We do have a show in the morning from 6 to 8, and it's starting your day in a positive way. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, too. Stay connected with us there for more chances to win. And also, you can visit our website, and not only that, we have a podcast that is on all of your phones out there.
That's right. So you can take us with you wherever you go. It's really easy. Check out your podcast app on your iPhone or your Android or your
whatever
source that you talk on the phone with, and you can follow us and hear us all the time.
Yeah, you just go on and you search The Kim Pagano Show, and you'll come back with all of our shows right there, and you can listen there. So again, also we want to invite you on our cruise. That's the Princess Cruise, and we're going to set sail September 17th through the 21st, and don't miss out because we've only got a few left on that, but it starts at $449, and we want you to be with us. And with all the, you know, meals and entertainment and accommodations.
It's a great weekend.
It really is.
It's a great getaway.
We're going to be going to Catalina and Ensenada. And so give Nikki Baldwin a call, and that's at 805-312-4449. And so what do you have going on tomorrow and Monday for barbecue?
Well, actually, yeah, we're barbecuing tonight, so that's going to be really fun. And then Monday we're going to the Dodger game, and that's always fun.
On Memorial Day, that's
a fun game.
It's going to be a festive.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Well, sounds good. We're going to be celebrating my daughter's birthday. We got some graduations. Happy graduation to all the people that are graduating. We didn't really talk about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Summer is like almost here.
Here.
That's what it's all about. Anyways, I do want to remind everybody our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Our first guest today is Victoria Moran, and we're going to be talking about the good karma diet. Eat gently, feel amazing, and age in slow motion. I mean, that sounds awesome right there. Also joining us is Howard Rosenthal, and he's going to be talking about Mr. Food Test Kitchen, a guilt-free weeknight favorite. So again, we thank you so much for joining us here. Tom, talk about all of our giveaways.
We start off with three restaurants and gift certificates, $25 for Famous Dave's, $25 for Paul Martin's, and also $25 at the Lazy Dog Cafe. Excellent restaurants. We have The Graduate. It's a play now. It was a classic movie from the 60s. Great story written by Buck Henry, and that is presented by the Caneo Players Theater in Thousand Oaks. On June 6th, we talked to these gentlemen, the firefighters, earlier today. Tower to Tower, the stair climb in Oxnard. That is fun, and don't worry, folks, it's not necessarily a race. You can just go up and down the towers, so you can be up on the beautiful glass tower and see a great view that's only available once a year to the general public. That's a lot of fun. Casa Pacific Wine and Food, along with the Brew Festival, is happening at Cal State University Channel Islands. Again, that's June 7th. We also have Circus Vargas back in town. Now it's at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. Very fun for the whole family. The Summer Swing Big Band Dance, and that's going on June 12th. We'll do some dancing and get you out to that great music. And finally, Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy. It's the night, June 17th. Jason Love doing the festivities there. A whole lot of fun and great comedy. Those are our prizes.
There you go. Lots of them. And I do want to say that this weekend, Circus Vargas is over at the Ventura Fairgrounds. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to be a part of the circus, right?
Taking the whole show with
there
you.
There you go. But I do want to invite all the military personnel, because all you have to do is show your military ID at the circus box office, and you will receive one complimentary adult general admission and enjoy an afternoon or an evening of entertainment. So definitely, that's over on May 25th is to get out there. So it's today, tomorrow, and Monday, and it's all about the circus. It's having a great time. What
that's
do you always
that's
say?
That's like the Big Top is back. Circus Vargas.
So anyway, so we would love to do that. You know what? Let's just start off with some four-pack to the Circus Vargas. And all you have to do is give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Also tonight, another thing, another shout-out, Ventura Comedy Hideaway, and Jason Love and Dwayne Perkins is going to be over there at the Red Room and at Pirano's restaurant. And we've got tickets for you there, too. So nothing better than laughing and having fun. So call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, and leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. And so we would love that. Also, we have a newsletter. Find out about everything that's happening out here and find out a little bit more about who we are and what we love, and kind of just, you know, the brighter side. We would love you to get that. That comes out every week. So if you would like to be a part of that, we would love to hear from you. All right. Our first guest, Victoria Moran, and her book is The Good Karma Diet. Victoria, are you there?
I am.
Welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your book and your journey.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Well, we must have a lot in common. We've never spoken before, but the Good Karma Diet is all about being happy.
I love that. I love the name.
Oh, thank you. Well, I have a history with food. I was a fat kid. My dad was a diet doctor. My mom was in what they used to call the reducing salon business. That was kind of the precursor to health clubs, but they were those funny-looking belts and rollers.
Oh,
things.
I love it. I can just visualize that.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Classic.
Yeah.
But I grew up around all that stuff, and I was still a kid who really liked to eat cookies by the bag and things like that, because I thought that would make me happy.
Mm.
And then when I didn't like myself, I'd go on some awful diet because I thought that would make me happy. And finally it occurred to me, let's just skip the middle diet and go straight to happy. And the happiness researchers, these wonderful positive psychologists and people who are actually making a life's work of joy and playfulness, say that the guaranteed way to be happy, more than more money, more than, you know, connecting with the guy or the gal that's wonderful, is to practice compassion, that is guaranteed happiness. And so the idea of a good karma diet is you're being compassionate to everybody. You start with your own body, and then you spread it out so that even the animals are getting a good end of the stick.
Mm.
So it's eating plants, saving animals, and being happy.
So you're like the nice person, right? I like that. I like that. You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with my son this morning, and, you know, he's not overweight by any means, but he has that little struggle inside there, too. I think we all do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but he was like, Mom, I finally got my communication down. It's not about being bored. You know, you eat out of boredom. You eat out
habit.
Out of habit. There you go, because maybe you don't have anything to do. There's just things that you do that we haven't really been taught. And so I really like the idea of, you know, really learning to kind of the karma. How did you put the karma in there?
Well, I really do believe that to a large extent, what goes around comes around. You can see it in your life. It's not always direct or immediate, but the more that you're doing to treat yourself and others better, the better things just happen to be. And it works in some very simple ways, one being what we choose to eat. I know for myself, I struggled with binge eating for years, and I had to do the spiritual work on the inside to get recovery for that. But once I had choice about what I could eat, I chose to become a vegan. And then over time, kind of got a little up the ante on that and was eating more and more of these beautiful, brightly colored, lots of fresh, you know, juices and smoothies and salads and things. I mean, you're in California, so that's, you know, the mothership kind of food. And the more I did that and the more I left behind, you know, the processed stuff and even kind of the brown sort of natural foods thing, because I've been doing this for a really long time. When I first went vegan, which was way back in 1983, people that were vegetarian or that were doing more natural kind of foods, the diet was very brown. And I remember the brown diet, and it wasn't bad. It was far better than, you know, the junk food, but it was kind of brown rice and granola and black beans and nut patties. It was just kind of brown. And now it's like the color goes into the body.
I was just going to say, yeah, because don't they even say to like fill your plate with a bunch of different colors, right?
Yeah, the more colorful, the better.
Yeah.
What I say so that people can remember it is that your plate and even your shopping cart needs to look like a Christmas tree. So that's mostly green with splashes of other bright colors.
Oh, okay. I never thought about that. Okay, good. That's great. So have you kind of gotten over your heaviness? How do I say that? I was trying to be nice there, you know,
I have. You know, and it is an inner change, most important, I think. You know, there's some people who deal with weight, well, either because they just think they're supposed to deal with weight because we live in a culture that really likes people being thin. I mean, I remember when our culture just liked thinness for women, and now it likes thinness with these giant breasts. It's very schizophrenic. But anyway, we have a culture that's very odd about people's bodies, and so people often worry about things that aren't even there. But on the other hand, 2/3 of the population is considered medically overweight, and half of those people obese, and that can be a problem for health. And you can get that way just because you live in America and you eat the kind of foods that we're told are normal. In fact, I think sometimes that if you eat a standard American diet and you're not overweight, you maybe should get yourself checked out.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Designed to create overweight.
Really? I have to tell you, you know what, Sonia, I've never really had an overweight problem, but as I've gotten a little bit older, right? It's like, you know, and I see it. I started like looking at other people, and you know, you have to move, you have to actually eat less and move more. And that's not really the typical thing that we do as we get older.
No, and that's absolutely right. But what is so cool when you start eating a good karma diet, meaning basically that you're eating fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, beans and whole grains, either exclusively or almost exclusively. And when you do that, even though you're eating less in terms of your calorie intake, you're eating more in terms of bulk and quantity, because those foods tend to be, except for the nuts and seeds, which are highly concentrated and you don't have huge quantities of those, but all the rest of the stuff, the vegetables, the beans, you know, you can have these giant salads with beans and steamed vegetables and some pumpkin seeds and this and that. So really, if you're just kind of watching maybe the salad dressing, and
that's probably my problem right there,
you know,
the salad
what,
dressing.
Funny you say that, because I really try to watch what I eat, and I'll eat like this huge salad, but it'll have all this great stuff in it, and it won't have croutons. I'm not a like huge lover of cheese, so I'll usually pass on cheese because I don't feel like I've lost something if I don't have it. But and I'll put a healthy dressing on it, like a yogurt kind of dressing, so there's not a lot of calories, because I know that could carry the calories. And you feel so good because you've eaten something that you know is healthy, you're full, and you didn't ruin your day.
Right, right.
You know,
we just actually came back and we had the green beans, right?
We did. We had, because I do kind of like French fries, I like the salt. So we had these tempura green beans, and they are, I think it was 200 calories for a little boat of them, which kind of gives you, if that's your bad thing to eat for the day, it gives you that sort of thinking that you've had French fries. But I also love when restaurants put calories next to their entrees. I love that, because then you kind of know, it helps you make a better
choice.
Yeah,
you're not in the blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is really interesting, because I was forced to count calories for my whole growing up. And I think if I live to be 106 and can't remember my own name, I will remember the calorie count of virtually every common food. And so I feel really blessed that I haven't counted a calorie since the Reagan administration.
Okay, you know what's funny,
so,
Victoria?
There are lots of ways to do this.
I never dieted when I was young. I was super, super, super skinny, and I never, ever, ever gave it a second thought to what I was eating. And so that has its own side effects, because you have no idea how many calories are in things.
Exactly.
And
I never.
It's been very helpful as I've gotten older to be like, okay, that's great that that's what I want to have, but I would never eat that. That's 500 calories. You know what I'm saying? And it really, if it's not something you're aware of or you know about, it's very much, it's a lesson.
It's an eye-opener.
It's a very big eye-opener for you.
Yeah. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking from the 805 right now. I've got Jennifer and Tom, and I'm Kim, and we're all about the brighter side, really. That's it. Anything that can add value to our lives. And we're talking with Victoria Moran right now. We're talking about the good karma diet. And I love it. Eat gently, feel amazing, and age in slow motion. Our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. If you ever have any questions, we always want to hear from you. Our lines are always open, and we'd love to, you know, help our listeners out there. So what is the secret to treating ourselves well?
Well, I think the main thing is to not just think about ourselves. Because whenever you get out of yourself, all of a sudden you have all this energy. Time passes and you don't know where it's gone. You feel so energized and motivated, and you feel so good about yourself. So I think a little bit of altruism goes a long way. And then you want to think about being altruistic to yourself as well. So when I think about what the body has an affinity for, you know, in yoga they talk about prana, this life force energy, and the acupuncturists call that chi, and it's this energy that you can't really tell it's there by Western laboratory assay, and yet you kind of get the idea that whenever you're eating really good food, whenever you're breathing really good air, you're in the mountains, you're at the beach, when you're around people you absolutely love, there's just this kind of subtle elevation of your energy. And so the kind of food that has that in quantity is the stuff that's fresh and absolutely gorgeous.
I love that. I totally agree, yeah.
A long time ago, I was going through a difficult period. My first husband passed away. I had a little girl. And people convinced me that maybe my life would be simpler if I moved to the country. Well, I had never lived in the country in my life, and it's only simple if you grew up there and knew how to do it. But anyway, I ended up in the Central Missouri Ozarks. So I didn't just kind of go.
Wow, you went. You really took that to heart and went to the country.
It was very serious.
And you know what's interesting? I would think that now. Okay, I have to just like look at that for a second. Where was your family? Were they near you, or were they?
They were all dispersed. You know, I was in Kansas City, and my mom was in Florida, and my dad had passed away at that point. So yeah.
Wow, because that's like moving out to nowhere's land by yourself,
yeah,
in a sense,
yeah,
you know?
Well, it was myself, my little girl, and the four cats. But I do remember so clearly the first time we went to the grocery store. And I was already eating this way, and I got all my beautiful food. And the woman just stopped the belt in the grocery line. And she said, "I've had this job 15 years, and I've never seen such pretty groceries."
Really?
Wow.
And I thought, you know what? I may be going through a very bleak period in my life, but at least I have pretty groceries. And what that was telling me was that's going to keep me healthy, and that's going to help me do what I need to do to get through this time and move on to the next chapter. And certainly, food is not everything. There's a wonderful quotation from Vivekananda, who was the first Indian yogi to come to the States in the late 1800s. And he said, "Don't make your kitchen your church." So it's not like becoming obsessed in that way. But still, if the food choices that you make can help you look better, feel better, think more clearly, have a more positive attitude, then let's eat that way.
I agree. I definitely agree. Victoria, you know, will you stay on with us for a couple minutes? We need to take a really quick break.
Sure.
Oh, great. Okay, perfect. Of course, as we're always going in to a break, we always love to give away something. And let's do, how about a $25 Lazy Dog Cafe? One of my favorite places. You can take your animals there while you're eating.
They have the best edamame.
Oh, the guy. So okay, yeah. I love that. And well, there's a lot of stuff anyways. And there's one right out here in the collections. And we would love to share that with you. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Talk to you soon. No, I didn't say that right.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone.
We're so glad you're here with us today, and we're talking to Victoria Moran from the Good Karma Diet. And before we go back to hearing about that, I want to give a shout-out to Dr. David in Biodental Healing. He's big on holistic dentistry, which is really important, especially as you get to the older ages and you want to have those mercury fillings taken out. He can really tell you why you need to have those taken out and can do that for you fast and painlessly. And also, if your children are starting to get to need fillings, you should really talk to Dr. David, because he can help you make the right decision for your kids and decide what teeth actually need fillings and what you should be using. So definitely give Dr. David a call at 805-375-2233 to get an appointment with him.
There you go. Thank you. He's really good. I'm He's telling great. You. Yeah, really, he really knows like his stuff, and I was really impressed. So we're definitely going to have him back again. But anyways, we're talking with Victoria, and we're talking about the Good Karma Diet. You know, I'm just looking at your blog on here, and I'm really intrigued with your banana soft serve. Victoria?
Yeah, it's so simple. These days, people who choose not to eat animal products can have almost every kind of junk food that anybody else can have, because these very clever people have come up with all kinds of stuff. You know, there's pizza, and there's cheese that melts, and there's ice cream that is completely animal-free. And that's all fine, and it's wonderful that people have choices. But when I first changed my diet, none of that stuff existed. And so if you wanted ice cream, what you did was let some bananas get reasonably ripe, and they're better to eat when they've got the freckles because then they're sweeter and easier to digest. Mm. So you peel the bananas and chop them in like inch and a half pieces, put them in a Ziploc bag in your freezer, and then when you want some ice cream, you put them in your food processor and just process. And you got to stop it a few times and scrape down the sides. But what you end up with is something very much like old-fashioned Dairy Queen. Now, Doris,
one of my favorites right there. Wow.
She came up with a few little extra additives to make it extra special. But the basic idea is just a Cuisinart, couple of bananas, frozen, magic. And it really gives you the ice cream fix.
But
so there's no added sugar, nothing.
And you also put the vanilla extract, right?
Well, that's one of the little extra
happinesses.
Okay. You know, you could even put chocolate syrup on there if you wanted to, but just, you know, keep things simple.
Right.
So you don't add any milk or anything, just the bananas?
You know, you can play with this.
You can
even use other fruits, mango, and some of those work well too. But bananas turn into ice cream. The other kinds of frozen fruits turn into more like sorbet.
Wow.
Okay, I love ice cream, so I'm going to, and I happen to have some bananas with freckles on them right now, so I'm going to try that tonight because I love ice cream.
Now, I heard bananas are so fattening.
Well, it's just not the case. You know, one of my chapters in the Good Karma Diet is called, "But Everybody Says Something Different."
Oh,
and it's so
there you
true.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it would make you crazy. Because you can watch the same TV show 5 days a week and get five different kinds of ways you're supposed to live your life. It's so, so difficult.
And one ever got fat eating bananas.
Well, that's just it.
There's you know.
A Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who's a wonderful...
Oh, he's been on our show, too. Yeah.
Well, he's...
God, it's so weird. I just mentioned his name to say, we need to get him back. That's crazy.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But he has said in all his years as a physician, he's never had a patient come with obesity or type 2 diabetes who says, "Doc, I've got this problem with apple." And I'm sure they haven't had a problem with bananas either. You know, people come because the highly processed American foods, the idea that you come home, you're tired, you're stressed, you eat dinner and you sit in front of the TV and you keep eating all night, that's where the problem is, and it's probably not bananas.
Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, in today's society, there's so many places that you can buy pre-made, to some extent, healthy food.
Yeah,
right?
It's
much
easier.
It really is. You don't have to do a drive-through to get dinner. You can really run into so many places that have something already made, prepared, that you can eat at home, but it's healthy. It's a healthy alternative to fast food if you don't have time to make something that night.
Yeah, and if you've got the idea that this is an adventure, you know, not only is good health an adventure, but, you know, living in a way that's gentler on the planet, living in a way that maybe you decide you're just not going to eat chickens anymore, and you go to a farmed animal sanctuary and you visit the chickens and maybe you adopt one, so you're paying a little money every month and that's your chicken. It just makes the choice so much sweeter. And so much more personal than, okay, I'm going to give something up. Well, nobody wants to give anything up. So I feel the way I live is I haven't given anything up. I've added so much more to my life than I ever subtracted. And people say, well, don't you miss, you know, whatever it is. And if there's some flavor or some texture from what I used to eat a long time ago, there's a way to get that without going back to those foods. It's amazing how meaty something like mushrooms are.
Mm, I love mushrooms, yeah.
Sauteed or grilled. And all the sauces, you know, people say, don't you miss barbecue? Well, I can have barbecue anytime I want it. I just kind of don't barbecue somebody's ribs.
I love it.
Right?
Victoria, is this your first book?
No, it's number 12.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. Okay, you have to send us all your books because we want to have you back.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, I love what you're talking about. And I just think there's just so many. We didn't even get a chance to get any of your great tips. Where do we find your book?
Oh, it's everywhere that books are sold.
Okay.
And you can also find out more about the Good Karma Diet and all the rest of the work that I do at MainStreetVegan.net.
Okay, great. Victoria, definitely, if you could get all those books to me, and we'll definitely have you back. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. All the best.
You got it. And thank you for being a part of the brighter side of the Kim Pagano Show.
It's an honor.
Well, thank you. All
right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Howard Rosenthal. We're going to talk about guilt-free weeknight favorites. And again, obviously, we're talking about food,
You know what? It's a food weekend, and we're going to tell you how to do it healthy.
There you go. I love it. That's perfect. And of course, as we rock out of here for a moment, we are going to give something away. That's what we're doing here. And how about some summer swing big band dance? And that is 8 to 10:30. And that's over at the Poinsettia Pavilion, a ballroom, and we want to invite you there. We've got a couple sets of tickets for you. Give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Soma's Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Soma's Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Soma's Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Soma's Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on Memorial Weekend, the brighter side of life. Make sure you got your flag out there. There's so many great events. And if you just see anybody that's done something great for our country, all our veterans out there, just tell them thank you. Thank you, thank you. That's what it's all about.
I was going to say, and if you know an older person that gave his part of his life to our country, stop and ask him a question and take the time to listen to his story. Because I think sometimes we're so rushed.
That's a great.
And our grandparents, they don't understand our lives and why they're so, that generation, why we're so rushed. And they don't think we have time or care to listen to what they have to say.
Yeah, be interested.
Exactly.
It's about their journey and it's about our journey, and it's about stopping and smelling the roses for a moment. Anyways, again, our phone number here is 419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Our next guest is Howard Rosenthal, and his book is Guilt-Free Weeknight Favorites, and it's all about more than 150 new healthy and diabetic friendly recipes. And it's interesting, you have Ryan Reed on here. Welcome, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. And yourself?
Well, thank you so much. We're doing great. But you know what, Sonny? My son actually races go-karts and has been doing it since 4 and a half, and that's where he wants to go, NASCAR. So I love that
he has good dreams. There's nothing wrong with that.
I know. Yeah, he's up there. He's number one in the nation. So he's got
really?
He's got a chance in there. Yeah, definitely. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
I'm Howard from the Mr. Food Test Kitchen. And the Mr. Food Test Kitchen has been a brand that has been delivering quick, easy, no-nonsense recipes. We have a nationally syndicated news insert throughout the country, and we have a daily audience, maybe about 3 to 4 million of you who share our quick and easy philosophy. And our goal is to help empower people to eat better and to do it in a lifestyle, because we're all so busy. I mean,
yeah.
When we get home from work, between dropping off the kids, picking up the kids, doing everything we have in our lives, we don't have time for all these fancy schmancy meals, but we want to eat something good.
And I think no matter what, we all still love comfort food. Like, I was looking at your cookbook, like meatloaf. You know, like my kids love meatloaf, but it is great to it's great to be able to make it healthier, so it's something that you can enjoy feeding to your family.
If we can lighten things up and still have that comfort, and that's really the goal. We teamed up with the American Diabetes Association on this cookbook. So, and that's where the guilt-free comes from.
I've been looking at, I've looked on Pinterest, and I've seen a lot of diabetic recipes for my mom, and I make them for my kids, and they love them.
They do.
Like,
you know,
they really do the cheese and the egg rather than the bread for, like, and the vegetables baked. They love that kind of stuff.
You know, everyone used to think, like, if someone had diabetes in the family, you'd have to cook one thing for that person and something else. But you don't have to do that. These are great-tasting recipes. And the American Diabetes Association and the American Heart Association share very similar diets. So it's just good, healthy eating. But we insist all of our food has to taste great or it doesn't go into our books. Otherwise, it's like you're not satisfied. You keep binging and trying to find something that's going to satisfy you. And if it doesn't, you're just going to move on and end up eating more empty calories.
Yeah. And now talk to us, how does sugar actually play into the development?
You know, a lot of people hear, oh my gosh, I have, you know, I'm either sugar sensitive or have hypoglycemia or diabetes. I can never eat sugar again. It's really you're watching your carbs more than anything else. Did you know that a baked potato actually has more carbs than a brownie?
Really?
And it's not about that I need to totally, and the ADA doesn't say stay away from all sugar. You know, you want to watch your moderation of your carbs is really what's key. So it's really better sometimes to have a little bit of sugar that's going to satisfy your taste buds than having, again, those recipes that you're eating and eating and you're saying, I'm just not satisfied. I'm looking for that something. And that's really how we built our book, things that are going to satisfy your taste buds. So you're not going to just binge, but you're going to be like, wow, this is awesome.
I'm looking at your breakfast burrito and your meat lover's breakfast cups. And those are, I always find I really struggle with after school snacks that are healthy. You know that. But I also have boys, so they don't want like some cheese and crackers. They want food, which is not a really great, you shouldn't eat a meal after school and then dinner. But for some reason, boys think they should. And I think the breakfast stuff, like the breakfast cups, those are great if your kids like eggs. Those are great after school snacks.
Well, they're meaty enough that, and they have hash browns in them, so they have lots of flavor.
They're going to hold them over.
I mean, again, there's only 110 calories here, so it's not, you're not replacing dinner with this.
Right.
This is, you know, great for breakfast when you're going out the door in the morning. You can make these ahead and just warm them up in the microwave or in your toaster oven. So they're great in the morning. The great is that afternoon snack, so they're very self-sufficient. We also have breakfast in a mug, which could be a great afternoon snack. You just put all the ingredients into a regular coffee mug, throw it into your microwave for about a minute and a half, and boom, you have a great protein-packed meal or snack, and you're just moving on.
I feel like in your cookbook and also with diabetic cooking, the egg is definitely your friend.
Oh, absolutely.
Like it got a bad rap for a while, but now I feel like it's back.
You know, our philosophy is really everything in moderation. I mean, you want to have things that are going to make sure that, because if you have protein, it's going to help your glycemic index. So you want to keep that balanced, because a lot of times, you know, you're going to eat that cookie, you're going to eat those potato chips after school, boom, your sugar's going to spike, you're going to end up hungrier.
You know, Howard, I want to ask you, so are you a nutritionist or?
I am not. We've been working with the American Diabetes for about 10 years, though, so we've learned a lot. Okay. I mean, our position really is to make sure that the foods fit the lifestyle and the taste, and really working with the entire team and nutritionists with the American Diabetes Association, we really make sure that the guidelines are met so you can feel very comfortable. You know, we encourage people, take this book in when you go meet with your doctor or your nutritionist and share them with them, because everyone has different needs. Maybe you need to watch your sodium more than your carb intake or whatever it may be, so you can modify. You know, these are roadmaps to start with. If you want to zig and zag, be our guest.
Right. All the more fun. You know what's interesting to me, and I don't know, Jennifer and Tom, if you guys feel this way, or Howard, if you feel this way, I could eat a really good meal at night, okay, dinner. I didn't, you know, like the vegetable, barely any chicken or fish, and then I need something sweet.
No,
but
absolutely.
Yeah, why? I just ate a meal. I should be done.
What, no, you shouldn't be done.
What
no.
is that? So I'm like, my husband and I look at each other and going, okay, now what do you want?
I sometimes wonder if that's habit or psychologically, like that's how you've always ended your meal your whole life. Because how much do you really need of that something sweet? Like for me, it could be just a bite.
Yeah.
That's really, you know, what we were talking about earlier. It's just that bite. I mean, but if you have that bite of that sugar-free, fat-free cookie, you might as well just eat the packaging because it tastes about the same.
Absolutely.
That is so true.
If you get that one cookie or, you know, that petite brownie or whatever it may be, it could be something as simple as, you know, like we do a sweet and spicy grilled pineapple, which just brings out that sugar in there. But it's so much sweeter than if you had traditional pineapple. It's just really nice. That's something like that is great. That's all I need. I don't need a lot. I just need something sweet.
That's how I feel about cupcakes. There's a certain cupcake store that I love, and I'm not.
This is kind of like a confessional, isn't it?
It is.
I know.
Right?
See, that's what we do here.
I'm not the cupcake.
Father Rosenthal.
Right. I'm not a cupcake lover, but I love frosting, and you can buy just a shot of frosting. So I always like.
Why would you just buy a shot?
Because I don't even. I literally am the person that will lick the frosting off a cupcake and throw it in the trash. I do that because I love frosting.
You really are confiding here, aren't you?
I feel better for you. It's
so,
my favorite.
So, Howard, is this your only book?
No, this is, we've done 5 diabetic-friendly cookbooks, and we've done 54 cookbooks over the last 30 years.
Wow, oh, my God. Only 54?
That's it. Last year, the sister book to this one is... Hello, Taste, Goodbye, Guilt, which was the best-selling diabetic book of 2014.
Wow.
And this book is just really doing incredibly well. I think the philosophy really works, and that's what people are most excited about, that most diabetic cookbooks you pick up and, you know, they're full of salads and grilled fish.
That's what I was just going to say about your cookbook. This is food that I could feed my husband, who's from Texas, who loves meat.
And these are real-sized big-boy portions.
Yeah, this is real food. It's not salads and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, to me, it's like, really? You need a cookbook for that? I mean, you know if you eat all protein and, you know, greens, you're going to be healthy. So skip the cookbook on that one.
Let's
get the things that you didn't think you have, like this week, and maybe make, you know, we have Greek burgers here that are packed with feta, and it's got a great cucumber tzatziki-type sauce to go over it. Packed with flavor. Leave your buns at home. You can tan your buns, but eat burger without it.
I love
it. Just so much better. I mean, or like beefy enchiladas. We have stuff you can do on the grill.
Howard, do you have diabetes?
I do not. I had a lot of family members, not my immediate family, but aunts and uncles who grew up with it. So I remember when I was younger, and no one ever used the D word back then. If you have aunts and uncles,
remember, that's true.
They used to say, I have sugar.
Diabetes, sugar, right?
They would say, oh, I got sugar. They would never use the diabetic word back when I was young. So really it's all about, you know, seeing these people, and they would cheat because they couldn't eat anything that the doctor recommended, because the doctor recommended stuff they didn't want to eat. So I think that was really our mission, to get involved in this. And once we started, we learned more and more, and it's like, why are people eating bad things that don't taste good as well? You know, we do a 15-minute fish taco that's incredible, and it's got the crunchy coleslaw, so you get the texture, you get the fish, and it's like, wow, this is great. I can have this for a weeknight dinner. It takes no time to put together.
I love it. Howard, can you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but we want to hear more.
I'll be right here.
You got it. All right. We're talking with Howard Rosenthal right now. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, as we go out, we want to give something away. And how about, well, let's see, Circus Vargas is back in town. They're at the Ventura Fairgrounds this weekend, but we've got tickets for next week. And we've actually given all of our tickets away for this weekend. But June 11th through 15th, they will be at the Earl Warren Showgrounds in Santa Barbara. And we've got tickets for you. So give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 every Saturday. We are here to talk about the brighter side of life. And also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and get our newsletters. They go out every week. And the phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we'd love to hear from you about any of our guests or any input, or if you have a business or anything, that an event that you want us to help you out to spread the word. We'd love to hear from you. Again, we're talking with Howard Rosenthal, and we're talking about the guilt-free weeknight favorites. Howard, I want to ask you a question. So if somebody does come up with the diabetes, or you call it the sugar, I like that, can you kind of repress it? Can you get better?
You can manage it. Diabetes typically doesn't just go away. I mean, type 2 is more prevalent with aging and lack of exercise and not having the best diet per se. But again, you certainly can keep it in check there's actually, I think, 8 million people in the country who have diabetes who don't even know they have diabetes because they're not diagnosed.
Right.
So again, by eating right, exercising, and again, working with your doctor, nutritionist, whatever it may be, you can certainly live a very healthy lifestyle. We have someone in our office who recently was diagnosed, just is really changed her lifestyle and is doing fantastic.
I hear that a lot. I mean, really, it's all about discipline and really, honoring your body. What's your favorite recipe out of this book?
You're asking me to choose a child.
I know.
Which
I figured that.
Favorite child.
I think it might be the fancy schmancy roast beef.
It could be, but I'm a dessert lover. I'm like,
oh, okay.
You after dinner, you have to. You know, we make something in here. It's Layers of Heaven.
I saw that.
Layers of Heaven.
You know, it's the craziest thing. It looks like the most complicated dessert. But what we're doing is taking sandwich cookies and just layering them with some sugar-free hot fudge and whipped topping and ice cream sandwiches that are low sugar and reduced fat. So you're only getting 130 calories per portion. It's a good-sized portion. And you layer this, so you get all these fine lines. No one even knows there's, like, these ice cream sandwiches. They're like, what kind of pastries in there, and how did you make it? Oh, my God, it's so refreshing. It's great for the summer. And you keep it in the freezer. You take a spoonful out, and you sneak it.
That's
even better
good.
If you sneak it. If you eat it when only the refrigerator or freezer light is on, all better.
And I think people should remember, too, when they're making stuff like that, maybe you don't have sugar-free chocolate sauce, but you've got everything else to make this low-calorie dessert. A little bit of regular chocolate sauce, if you're not following a diabetic diet, you're just doing it for overall health,
right?
It shouldn't keep you from making it.
Absolutely not. I mean, and you can zig and zag because what happens is if you do nothing, you're not better off. So,
exactly.
You know, going 50% of the way and eating healthier than you were eating last month, last year, is way better. And it's all about moderation. You don't have to follow this like a Bible. It's just something to get you going.
Howard, are you a chef?
I am a chef.
Okay.
I had a restaurant catering company for many years. And I've overseen the test kitchen here.
Talk to us about the test kitchen. What is the test kitchen?
The test kitchen, we have the best job in the world.
We test recipes
for our show, cookbook, and we have two websites, MrFood.com, as well as EverydayDiabeticRecipes.com. Both great resources. We do have a free e-newsletter that we send out every day of the week, so you get lots of great.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been with the Mr. Food organization for just 21 years.
Really? Not very long.
I would knee-high to a grasshopper.
Have you seen a lot of changes in what? Tell us the changes in fad dieting.
You know, I think people talk health and they want to eat comfort. I mean, you know, we get people all the time and say, oh my gosh, we got a survey in. And we spoke to moms, and all moms want to eat and serve their kids great food. But look at their shopping cart. There's the Pop-Tarts. There's the Cheetos. There's the breakfast bars that are packed with this and that. So really what our goal has been is to empower the moms and dads of the world with food that they can make quickly and do it, you know, easily. So just really jazzing up things you're doing anyways, but doing it in a way that it's, because most people eat the same three or four things over and over, week after week, and get into a rut. We just want to add that excitement. Comfort food is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. But maybe you're adding some, you know, bacon or shrimp to your mac and cheese to make it a little bit more gourmet.
What about lobster mac and cheese, you know?
I was going to go there. But, you know, lobster's not that easily found. Grocery store. But you can buy a package of shrimp, throw it in there. All of a sudden, it's fancy schmancy. As we say.
Right.
And it's like, wow, you made this. And making from scratch macaroni and cheese is the easiest thing. We have macaroni and cheese baking cups in here where you actually make homemade mac and cheese, put it into muffin cups, bake it, top it with bacon. Oh my gosh.
That sounds amazing.
Talk about a confessional.
I love it. So tell us, what was the brightest side of your career
Mr. Food career?
Yeah, please.
You know, it's been really exciting. I've been with the company for 21 years, and 3 years ago, I actually became the face of the Mr. Food Test Kitchen. So we do our syndicated show. I get to meet the best people as I travel around to all of our TV stations. And hearing the stories, I mean, that's
where are you located?
We're in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay, perfect.
So if you're ever on this side of the world, we'd love to have you come by. Come by our kitchen. We'll spend the app, put you in the test kitchen. You don't have to wash the dishes. You don't have to worry about that.
So
put an apron on you. We'll cook up the storm.
There you go. So you go in the test kitchen, and you're just testing different recipes?
That's what they do. We have a full team.
How fun. Wait a minute. We need to change.
I know. That would be really fun.
God. I would love for you guys to come by. There's one caveat when you come and visit us.
Oh, what is it? You got to eat.
We have a scale in our front lobby, and we weigh you when you come in, and we weigh you when you leave, and if you don't gain weight, we don't invite you back.
I love
it. Do you really have a scale?
Yeah,
we do.
You just scared her.
I know. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm busy.
It's like, you want to come in, you want to have fun.
Enjoy. Okay. Yeah. Howard, we're at the end of our show. I would love to have you back. Send me all your other
books.
We're
gonna come, we have a new book coming out this fall.
All right. Get in touch with me, okay? Because I'd love to, you know, talk about this more. We love food over here on the brighter side of life.
I love these kind of recipes that you can feed people.
Yeah. And, of course, thank you so much. Again, we got to end our show. A Moment of Happiness. Character is how you treat those who cannot do anything for you. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you next week. Have a really great Memorial Weekend.
It's time to celebrate. Set sail with The Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway sailing September 17th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. With rates starting at just $449, you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. Contact Nikki Baldwin today to reserve your room, 805-312-4449. Again, that's 805-312-4449. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of British and Bermudan Registry.
CST number 1005430-10.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.